Listen. Any church you are connected to, connect to it strongly. Listen. Don't be one leg in, one leg out. View of the testimony today, you know, any rumbling in your workplace can only be a shifting to take you up. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, any rumbling, when they say they are sacking, they are doing anything, they are creating space for you at the top. Amen. They can, you know, they can, it's impossible for a child of God to be homeless. It's impossible for a child of God to be jobless. It's impossible for a child of God to be without what you are asking for. Delay is never a denier. What you are trusting God for is coming. I don't know why we are so cold today. That thing you are trusting God for is coming. You know, if you look at Sister Anita's testimony, it's our testimony and the testimony of husband were almost the same thing. That twice they have tried the sack in your office, they can't touch you. Amen. Because some of you are untouchable. Amen. Are you telling what I'm saying? He came to my office and was sharing the testimony on Thursday, on Friday or something. They can only shift people for you. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They can only shift people. When they downsize, we are not asking them not to downsize. But you are not of the people to dance. It is to create a room at the top for you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I'm saying, please, any house you are connected to, please, don't be one leg in, one leg out. Be fully connected. Listen, let the man of God, whoever is over you, let the person be able to go on his knee before he mentioned 10 people. He has mentioned you. And say, oh God, you cannot disappoint this person. You cannot put these people to shame. Look at what he says here. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwell in Mount Zion. And I put the CFC version. See what I put. I said, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and wonders in England. From the Lord of hosts. Not from anybody. From the Lord of hosts. Which dwell in Zion. You can never be put to shame. It is impossible for lion to eat grass. God, we have to rearrange the diet. Listen to me. There are some people that cannot be eating. There are some people that cannot just die to it. It's not just possible. When Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, God asked to rearrange the diet of the lion. Their diet, their quest to eat men changed. Immediately he landed, they said, hey, this is not food. We are now animal for God. This is the one we protect. We don't touch this one. You become untouchable today. You become unkillable. There are some people, fire don't burn them. Remember the three Hebrew boys? As they enter into the fire say, hey, we can show the color of fire, but the temperature has to be air conditioning. Are you getting what I say? The only thing we see was the color. But the heat dropped down from temperature of 120, 140 degrees to -4. And the boys were enjoying. Because the Bible even said their clothes did not smell. What it means is, it's only, you know, if we have television, I mean, what do you call it? You know what they call the video effect? That will look like fire is burning. You know, you will have some drawing on the board like fire. That is the effect. Nothing touched them. They were just there praising God. Listen, if you are part of this house, be connected fully. I beg you with the mercy of God, some big things are coming to our members. Some big miracles will happen in this house that you will know it is God that has done it for us in the name of Jesus. Before I bring the word for 10 minutes, that's my preaching will be 10 minutes, but I'm just laying what is happening to somebody in this month of September. Open to the book of Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah. Zephaniah is Z-E-P-H. Verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 17. I'm starting from verse 17. Anybody who have a different version of the Bible, will help us read it. Hallelujah. No, don't read yet, man. I want everybody to lay hold on it. Hallelujah. Everybody should be having their Bible. I think we need to change back to hard copy. Proper Bible. Everybody now bring their phone. But I know phone is good. Thank you, Pastor. You have your hard copy. Thank you, Mama. You have your hard copy. Mama also have a hard copy. That's 1, 2, 3. I'm just looking for, okay, all the youth, those ones, they know 5. One is pointing to the husband. What of the wife? Hallelujah. Amen. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's read it. I'm bringing out 11 points. Please listen. I'm bringing out 11 points from verse 17 to 19. 11 points. Number one, he said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. So whatever your problem, whatever you are going through, God that is in your midst is mighty. Even where you used to be loved, everybody just hated you. God is still mighty. In that workplace, God is still mighty. In your homestead, God is still mighty. Even in that your head that look is failing, our God is still mighty. Number two, he will save. Whatever you are going through, heaven will save you. From that situation, God will save you. From what you are passing through, God will save you. Number three, he said, he will rejoice over thee with joy. Amen. What it means is, if God rejoices over you with joy, that means you are doing well. Abi, when a mother just starts seeing his daughter and begin to dance, there's something that made that mother to start dancing. He said, God will rejoice over you with joy. Number four, is that my right? He said, he will rest in his love. You will enjoy the love of God. You will go to bed in his love, wake up in his love. Everything will be good for you. And in number five, he said, he will joy over thee with singing. That means God will begin to sing to himself because of the glory he's seen in your life. Because of the radiancy he's seen in your life, God will begin to sing. God will begin to sing. You listen, today I just feel like singing myself. You see, I've been singing since morning. I'm pressing on. Have you? I am pressing on this upward way. New height. New beginning. New level. New opening. New doing. In your life, in the name of Jesus. Let's go to number six of it. That's the next one. It said, I will gather them that are sorrowful for solemn assembly. Go to verse 18, madam. I will gather them that are sorrowful. Them. No matter your sorrow, God said, I saw you. No matter what you are passing through, God said, I can see it. I can see through the highs of your pain. I can see through the highs of your challenges. He said, I will gather them for solemn assembly. It's a place of worship. He said, I will gather them for solemn assembly. Let me go on quickly. He said, number seven, who are of thee? That's not number seven alone. You have to read it. To whom the reproach of it was a body. You know, he said, who are of thee? That means, If I'm going through one thing, the burden is on my wife too. Eh? If I'm going through something, the burden is on my children, it's upon the church. He said, we gather, all of us will rejoice together. Amen. The day of your pain is over. Amen. The day of your sorrow is over. Amen. The day of your going through is over. Amen. Number 8, he said, behold, that's verse 19. Behold, at that time, I will undo. You know what undo mean? If you sip up, they will say you undo your sin. He said, I will undo all that afflict thee. He said, those who are troubling you, I will trouble them. I will undo. I will remove their hand. I will remove their power. I will deal with them. I will trouble them. I will give them trouble more than they can handle. I will put them in shame. I will lock them up in prison. Hey, they will go on a journey of no return. He said, I will undo all the bleeding. Oh, he didn't say one. He didn't say two. No matter who the person is. Bible spoke broken one time. He said, whosoever he be. That's not a proper English. That's broken English. The Bible says, whosoever he be. The Bible is saying, whosoever he be, I will undo all. That is your testimony this morning. Everyone that is causing you pain, one by one you will see them fall. Some of them, listen and hear me well. Some of them will commit error that will send them to prison. Some of them will commit error that will lead to their death. Some of them will go on a journey and they will disappear. We are people go and they come back, they will go and they will never return. In the name of Jesus. So God is saying, this 9th month, I will undo all the affliction. Let's look at number 9. It said, and I will save all that are altered. What is altered? Those that are stopped. Those that are delayed, those that are lame, those that cannot do what others are doing, those that are not enjoying what others are enjoying, those that the issues of life just put them at a corner. He said, I will save her that halted. Let's look at number 10. I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for at least 3 people in this house. I know it's for 3 people in this house. He said, I will gather her that was driven out. Amen. You don't seem to understand. He said, I will gather her that was driven out. Where have you been driven out? God said, I will gather you. God said, I will rescue you. God said, I will redeem you. I will bring you back to where you have been driven out. He said, I am at hand to walk to place you back there. Where they say it's not fit for you, he said, I will put you there. Where they say you are not qualified, he said, I will put you there. Where they say, oh, you don't know how to behave at this level, he said, I will put you there. We read it in another English. Maybe this English is too big for you. He said, I will gather her that was driven out. If it is workplace they drive you out, God said, I will gather you back there. And you will not lose any level. All the time you have been out, you will come back and still come and be the elder. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to the last one. He said, and I will get them praise. I will get them praise. I will get them fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Do we understand the scripture at all? Do we understand this? He said, I will get them praise. Where they have said you are useless, I will get you praise. Where they have said you don't know how to do it, he said, I will get you praise. Where they say, I see yourself, see yourself. Is this how everybody does? He said, I will get them praise. And he didn't say end there. He said, I will get them fame. Where they have been put to shame. I know the story. My wife knows that story. the woman looked at the husband. He said, so could he not live by? He said, this a man. He said, he must have used juju to marry me. Was my eyes closed? Was I blind to marry a man like this? I feel for that young man. I was there. She was there. That's another big man of God. Three of us were there. He said, ah. He looked at me. He said, daddy, ah. Oh, gulam of kuni vi femi. He run the man down. The man could not say a word. You know, there are some things they will say. Especially when you cannot perform. When the description they are giving you look like who you are, your mouth will be shut. But the Bible says here, where they give you shame, he said, I will give you shame. I will give you fame. He said, I will bring you out. I will bring you praise. I will lead you out. He said, I will bring you back. I will gather him that was driven out. The day the woman was telling me, say, it's my husband. I said, ah, you care, husband. Ah, daddy, help me, baby, nanny. Daddy, help me, baby. It's my husband. I'm not divorced. I didn't go to police station. I didn't do anything. The last time they lock him up that I called, it was a mistake. Help me, beg. The devil now enter trouble. It is the devil. Hear me and hear God. Where you have been put to shame, you will have fame there. You will have praise there. You will have glory there. Heaven will raise you higher. Jehovah will take you up in the name of Jesus. The Bible says something. Zechariah 4:9. It said the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. Zechariah. I'm not a Zephaniah, I say Zechariah 4:9. I want people to see. Zechariah 4:9. It said, the hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands also finish it. Everything you have started, you will finish well. You will not die on the way. You will not miss it. Whatever you have started, you will finish it well. In the name of Jesus. Listen. God gave us a promise. If I can't preach, I don't mind today. He gave us a promise in Isaiah 55 verse 10. He gave us a promise. I'm not preaching, I'm just talking to you about the new month. I'm talking to you of what will happen between now and December. Some of you are walking into some jackpot. You are walking into some heavy breakthrough. You are walking into some heavy lifting. I was telling Pastor this morning, I said, I've quit playing church. Is that not what I say, Pastor? I say, heaven is my goal. Eh? Anybody who is not serious, this church, we are going to leave you behind. I promise you. We will not wait for anyone who is not serious. The Bible says, come up higher. It didn't go down. It said, come up higher. Join us up if you are. Higher ground. That's where we are going. On a higher ground. Lord, lift me up and make me stand. A higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. We are going higher in this church. We are not going to wait. Run with us. If it is 10 of us, we continue running until we get there. Because I'm going to shake your hand this year and say congratulations. I am going to celebrate with you this year. I am going to dance with you this year. Give me that scripture I said. Isaiah 55 verse 10. I'm going to look at 2-3 verses. What did God say concerning you? Oh Lord, who me oh, he won in my sin. He said, for as the rain come down, look at what the Bible says, as the rain come down, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but what does he do? He water the head, and make it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to who? look at the ball. That he may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You are moving to the month of surplus. You are moving to the season of more than enough. Give me verse 11 quickly. I'm reading 3 verses. It says, show that the word, my word, be go forth out of my mouth. What I've been reading to you, those 11 steps from Zephaniah at the word of God. It says, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things we are told I send it. May heaven balance your life this year in the name of Jesus. May God settle you this year in the name of Jesus. May God make your life to be fruitful this year in the name of Jesus. I want to beg you, I repeat, stay indoor, we go. Stay indoor, we go. I was talking to a sister yesterday. I said one of the things the devil have succeeded is to turn us from church to online church. Everybody is glued to TV. Online church, I can discuss with anybody. It's not scriptural. It is just a makeshift. And the devil succeeded in turning the heart of man away from God to TV. So somebody is cooking jollof rice. He said this in church. Somebody is shouting Eldan in his house, fighting husband, fighting children, fighting wife. And he says, amen, amen. I claim it. I receive it. That is the ploy of the devil. And you know what? The devil win over the pastors. The only thing they are interested in, if the tithe comes in, at least they are giving offering. At least our expenses has reduced. That's all they are interested in. But I can tell you for free, it is not the plan of God. It is not the plan of God. Hallelujah. God will set us free in the name of Jesus. I'm going to use my preaching to pray. We'll possibly leave here by 1. Normally we finish by 1. I'm asked to tell somebody the problem of 16 years ago is about to be erased. The problem of 16 years ago is about to be wiped off from your history in the name of Jesus. Open this. Let me know. Please give me a red card when it is in 10 minutes time. Genesis 11. Can I use the headset? Genesis 11, 27 to 32. Now, these are the generations of Terah. New King James Version put it as, now these are the genealogy of Terah. Genealogy starts from the word gene. Okay? Generation also have from gene. So it's talking of a bloodline. I pray for you, every issue in your bloodline that keeps stopping you at some junction, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. The thing that troubles your father that is beginning to trouble you, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. What troubles your mother that is beginning to trouble you, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Now the scripture continues. Now these are the generation of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nabal, and Aram, and Aram begat Lot. Look at this. The Bible mentioned how many names? 3. And he said one of them begat Lot. Please, I want you to follow me as I follow Christ. So we have three children. Abraham, Nahor, and Aaron. There are three sons of Terah. But let's read on. And Aaron begat Lot. So what are the, where are the children of the other two men? I want to open your eyes to something. We are dealing with generational issues. Listen to me. Unless the children in this house, you should be concerned about your life with generation issues. Let me ask any of you here. I'm not talking of the micro family. Micro family is when you are only two children, three maximum. Those are micro. But those who are like 10, 12, 8, 7, 6. How many of you that you have at least 5, 6 siblings, you can put your hand in your chest and say, all of us love ourselves the same way? Huh? No. So you will see some of them will just hate you for nothing. Some of them will just be jealous for nothing. And you are wondering, where is this jealousy coming from? We didn't marry the same wife. Polygamous. We are continuing. Don't worry. Oh, time. I said 10 minutes. Okay, I still have like 7. And Aaron died before his father, Terah. Listen. How many children? Go back to the last verse. Terah, Nabor, Jehovah. 27, stay on 27. Terah begat Abraham, Nabor, and Aaron. Abraham, Nahor, and Aaron. Who had died among them? Aaron. Next verse, who died? The two that were alive, no child. The one that had child died. You can see issues in family where Abraham came from. So Lot is now a complete responsibility of Abraham. That was why anywhere Abraham goes, Lord, follow. Let's continue. Listen. Okay. Terah died in the land of his what? Nativity. What is nativity? The land of your birth. The land of your history. The land that holds the record of your life. Every effect of your nativity on your life, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. Every power of the land of your nativity that want to stop you, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says, and Aaron died before his father in the land of his nativity. They now gave the name in all of Chaldees. Go to the next verse 29. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. So these two now decide to marry now. Okay? And the name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of number wife was Micah, the daughter of Aaron, the father of Micah, and the father of Iscah. So this is not the Aaron that died. It's a different Aaron. All right, go to the next verse, 30. But Sarai was barren. Every barrenness in this house, I stand between the altar and the porch. It ends in this month of September in the name of Jesus. Anything that is causing barrenness, anything that does not make you to have a child, anything that does not make you to be productive, I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. So it was mentioned. Go to the next verse. 31. And Terah took Abram his son. And Lot, the son of Aaron, his son's son. You see the description? His son's son. And Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from all of Chaldea to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Aaron and dwelt there. Where were they going? Where were they going? Canaan. Where did they stop? Aaron. And that's why I pray for somebody. What your father cannot achieve, you will achieve it this year. That aim of your father to do well by something stop them, you will bypass it and do well this year in the name of Jesus. Give me the next verse quickly before I go. And then I put you to prayer and then I'll preach it next Sunday. Verse 32, young lady or young man that is on the and the day of Terah was 205 years. Terah died in Haran. It was the plan of Haran, of Terah, to go to Canaan. But while he was planning, he lost his son. Distraction. While he was planning, looking after the boy that was born, which is Lot, he himself died. He could not achieve what he intended to achieve. I'm going to stop here because of our time. We cannot finish preaching Bible one day. Three prayer points. Rise on your feet, everybody. Let the power of Holy Ghost engulf this place now. Let the power of Holy Ghost overtake everybody in this house. That you will begin to do what your family planned to do, but they never succeeded. Please put me back on this. Put me back on this. And come and take this. And I need a bit of power. Pastor, sir. Pastor, Terah had intention for his family to do well. He possibly know the issues in his family, Sister David. But the devil attacked all his effort. He lost his son. He still went on and said, I'm going to still do it. But in the process, he died. Somebody said this. I, Dario Luwaniye, I will not die in pursuing my goal. I, Dario Luwaniye, I will not die in fulfilling my purpose. I, Dario Luwaniye, I will not die in getting answers to my prayer. Say with me, my father, everything that will not allow them to achieve this in my father's house, I break free from it today. I break free from it today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I break free from it. Whatever stopped them in my father's house, it will not stop me. Whatever make them to fail in my father's house, I will not fail. Cry to God. Lift your voice and pray. I kambaro to kosho gede. I pray gede gede. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's say, you are going to pray the second prayer. I said three prayer and we close. There are three distractions that happen to Terah. You know, we are praying this pattern. Three distractions. Number one. His son died. The father of Lot died. That's a big distraction. Nobody talk about the wife. The man just died. So he has to add the additional of raising the two child. How many distractions have you had in pursuing your goal? When that little boy got sick, it's a distraction. Am I talking to somebody? They were preparing my wife for another level in her workplace. And she got pregnant. The pregnancy was a distraction on the career path. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why are we? Are you changing my life? Hallelujah. This is not my voice. Hallelujah. Distractions. In the process, the father died. The carrier of the goal died. The carrier of the vision died. Listen to me. God forbid, if I die in this house, a lot of vision of this church will be dead. Listen. As strong as your wife is, sir, God forbid, if something happened to you, some things will not go on. Am I talking to somebody? When your husband died, you knew how many things you could not do. I am saying these distractions that will happen, that will take you away from your goal, we cancel it right now in the name of. You know, when the doctor wants to kill you, you will do a test. They will say, come in quickly. Huh? When you get there, they will say, sit down. Then they will be speaking one stupid grammar. They will begin to check your paternity, pattern, the pattern in your family. And they will not speak one English. I say, Colofredia, Kereko, that. That sign, no, the delay in giving you the news has already killed you before you get there. Somebody, you are going to pray. Like I said to you, I need to close this service. In as much as if I feel like in another 2 hours, I won't release you. But that would be wickedness. This month is about wickedness, it's about freedom. You are going to pray. Every distraction that the enemy wants to put in my way to stop my purpose. Oh God of heaven, I cry to you today, put an end to it. Remove the distraction. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray every distraction. Does the enemy want to put a sickness in my child in order to distract me? Do they want to attack my car in order to distract me? Do they want to attack my finances in order to attack me? Every distraction, written or unwritten, every negative story, every negative news, every misrepresentation that the enemy want to use to cause destruction, to delay me in achieving my purpose in this month of September. I break free from every destruction. In Jesus' name, please hold on. We are praying like, I know our time is fast. Sorry, I'm using you for example. A woman caused a lot of distraction in your life. Am I right? 80% of what you want to achieve, you couldn't achieve it. Am I right? There are times you want to go to work, you can't go to work because of distraction. Am I right? Am I talking to somebody? Children, you also need to pray this. You will need to be praying, Lord, nothing must happen to my father and mother. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Nothing. My daddy must not die. My mother must not die. The life you enjoy now is because the two of them are there. Am I talking to somebody? Mothers, you are going to pray for your children. You are going to say, these children will not become a distraction. Timba my son Yoba, I want mommy to need the agbeka. I will not be carrying them from one hospital to the other. We have no time for what I want to do. Are you hearing me? Husband, you will pray for your wife. My wife will not become a burden on me, oh God. They are my helper. Wife, you pray for your husband. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Every distraction, everything the enemy want to put on my way, everything the enemy want to put to distract me as a pattern in my family, as a way of delaying me, as a way of denying me, Lord, I cancel this morning. Cry to God. Every distraction. Unsolicited news. Lie against you are distraction. What you did not plan for in your finances just showing up is a distraction. Unnecessary query at work is a distraction. Pray for yourself. Anything the enemy wants to put in my way to distract me, to cause distraction, I cancel it this morning. I cancel it. Every instrument you have given to me, they will not become distraction. My eating system at home will not break down to become a distraction. My car will not break down to become a distraction. My head will not break down to become a distraction. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Let heaven hear your voice and begin to declare to God, I will succeed this year. I will make it. What I prayed for will come to pass. What I'm believing God for, I will receive it this month. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. I will not be denied answers to my prayer. I will not be denied my expectation. The Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall come to pass. My expectation will come to pass. Lord, the heart of anybody you need to touch because of me, touch it tonight. The life you need to touch because of me, touch it, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this, please, and I will pray. Say, I, Daddy Oluwani. You are not saying what I asked you to say. I, Daddy Oluwani, the remaining days of this year, I will rejoice. People will celebrate with me. Good news will be coming to me every day. Me, myself, I am a good news. I will be celebrated. I receive answers to my prayer. This month of September is my month. I will be congratulated. The doctor will look at me and say, God has done it. The doctor will look at me and says, my health is perfect. My finances will look at me and says, I am good. Everything will work together for my good. Thank you, Father, because I, Daddy Oluwaniyi, we come to celebrate. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you. Do your goodness and your mercy in our life. Perfect everything that concerns us. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus.